This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
Hello and welcome to Well, 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 the show brought to you live every Tuesday from midday by the Victorian AIDS Council. I'm Adam and my co-hosts today are Jack and Tessie. Tex, how are we both today, boys?
Look, it's a glorious, perfect day out there. It feels warmer than 13 degrees, I must say.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. It's a lovely welcome to spring. Happy spring, everyone.
It is. And before we start, we have to say a massive thanks to Gazman for both the morning show and for the news. We love you, Gazman.
We do. Yay. We do indeed.
So for anyone who has just tuned in to Well, 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 it's brought to you each week by the Victorian AIDS Council. And what do we talk about at Well, 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 Jack?
Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community. We are all about sex, health and your well-being.
And today we have two very special guests with us. Firstly, we'll be chatting with Linda Horn from the Victorian AIDS Council, who coordinates the David Williams Fund. And then we'll be speaking to Brett from the Laird, no strangers to the Joy Studio, and he'll be chatting about all things Northside Bazaar.
And it is the Northside Bazaar. Bizarre, like, is the operative word.
I have had many a things.
We would love for everybody to join us in the conversation today. So if you have anything to say to us, any comments or questions, please feel free to get in touch. Tex, can you please tell our listener how they can do this?
Certainly, Jack. The best way to get in contact with us is to email us onair@joy.org.au, or you could send us an SMS on 0427 JOY 949. Both of those, the emails and the SMSs, or the text to text, both of those come to us right text here in text. The studio. Or you can also message us via Facebook at our Facebook page, facebook.com/well well well joy. Or finally, you could call the studio on 1300 JOY 949.
And we do love to hear from our listeners. If you guys want to get involved and ask a question about the David Williams Fund that you might not have heard before when we've got Linda on, or if you've not attended Northside Bazaar and you've heard about it, send us a question. We can ask the guests right here and you can get your response directly straight away.
Right from the horse's mouth.
But before we get into today's show, I just wanted to check in with you, Jack, actually, because we helped out at an event on Sunday.
We did
at the
Camo
for the Chargers.
The Melbourne Chargers are the rugby team, the inclusive rugby team, with whom we have a formal sponsorship and partnership agreement. And they had a double screening of Holding the Man at the Como in South Yarra.
And how was it?
It was great. Both sessions were a sellout. And if you don't get it...
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, no, it was terrific. And it was a joint fundraiser for the Chargers and the VAC. And I think that's over 300 people in each theatre, I believe.
Yeah, it was absolutely chockers. Like, you could not move. And the people that weren't coming for Holding the Man were walking in and saying... What's happening? What's happening here tonight?
That's right.
Yeah, so...
And guess whose banner was being seen by all those hundreds and thousands of people? VAC's
banner. But we are grateful to the Chargers for involving us in... But you went and saw the film. What do you think of it? Because everyone's been talking about it on social media.
That's right. It's a powerful film. It's got every emotion you can think of. There's humour, pathos, grief, tears, laughter, joy, and uplifting. It reminds us how far we've come, but also... what we've come from.
Yeah.
And you can't help but think, reflect, if PrEP was available then, as is emerging as the issue now, how things could be very different.
And it's really important to note for everybody still who hasn't seen the movie yet, if you're going to see the movie, make sure you stay till the end of the credits, because there's an added extra bit at the end. So many people walk out during the credits in movies. Yep. Well, stick around for these and then you'll get the added little extra bit on the end of Holding the Man, the movie.
That's right. And the credits are long, but it's worth sitting there. I had to stop my row from leaving. I said, no, don't go.
Physically hold them down, like one of the Chargers?
Well, the first man next to me I did, and then he sent that along the row.
Down the row.
And it is worth saying, because it's important. There's something important follows the credits.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think one of the most important things about the film in itself was that Sam Smith, who is an international well-known recording artist, who won several Grammys, who's got over 500,000 followers on Instagram and Twitter and whatnot, was actually tweeting about the movie in itself, saying that the book was one of the first things that he ever read and it instrumentally changed his life.
How good's that? What a tribute to the production.
Absolutely. And I think it really does speak to the fact that it is a quality film and it's a pretty faithful adaptation to the book. People saying very it's much. Not really deviating from it, so yeah. People are really enjoying it, sort of coming to life and being able to see it.
And I knew John, and I can't believe how much John, the actor, Craig Stott, resembles the real
really?
John Cale. Yeah. It's quite good because, he came to us for assistance way back then in the early 90s, so.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. So if anyone gets an opportunity to go along and see this film, go and do it. It is highly, highly recommended from myself. And I haven't seen it yet, but everyone's telling me how bloody good it is.
It is recommended.
So, yes, Holding the Man, it's in cinemas across the country at the moment. So, yeah, do go and see it. Holding the Man.
This is Well on Joy 94.9.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
And this is Well on Joy 94.9. And today we are joined by Linda Horn, who is from the Victorian AIDS Council, and she runs the David Williams Fund. Welcome, Linda. How are you today?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Brilliant, brilliant. Lovely summery day. Or springy day. Springy day?
Spring. Springy day. It is spring, doll, yeah.
So, Linda, before we get into talk about the David Williams Fund itself, can you tell the listener just a little bit about yourself and what you do work-wise?
Well, I'm 21 years old. I am 6'2", slim,
and
gorgeous, and not single.
Oh, sorry.
No, really. I run the David Williams Fund and have for quite some time. I'm a financial counsellor, and I've been there for quite some time. I think I said that.
How many years has it been now?
Oh, probably 10.
10 would have to be 10 years. And you're a social worker by training, I believe. Yeah.
And financial counsellor.
Yes. Yeah.
And so how long has the David Williams Fund been around? I mean, if you've been around for 10 years, and I mean, when did the David Williams Fund start?
Oh, Tex would know this one, but it's been around for 30 years.
Wow.
At least. And it actually started well before VAC even formed. Mm. It was a group of people, actually, when David Williams passed away, his brother Trevor, who still actually is on the committee to this day, which is fantastic.
That's incredible.
It is. A group of people, rather than bringing flowers, they decided to all contribute some money, and they gathered, I think it was 960, and from there they started the fund. And it was about helping people die with dignity.
Oh, well, you've sort of preempted the next question.
Did I?
So, Linda, what did the fund do in the past and what does it do now that makes it different, I guess?
Okay, in the past it was actually set up for people to die with dignity. And in fact, I think one of the first applications ever was to help a mother come and see her son before he passed away, where now it's about living with dignity.
It's come a long way, hasn't it? Yeah,
quite,
it really has.
Quite
dramatic.
I mean, since I've been there, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I guess as the epidemic has changed as well, and different treatments and things, obviously people that are going to be accessing the fund are going to be accessing it for very different reasons. So I guess the way that it's just the trajectory has gone in sort of the same way as the epidemic. But who can actually access the David Williams Fund? Because you were talking about a mum who wanted to see her dying son. So is it... what's the sort of cutoff for people who want to access it or can access it?
Okay, now it's really about anyone that's HIV positive, lives in Victoria and is on a healthcare card. So it could be a healthcare card of any sort. And as long as they live in Victoria and have for at least 3 months, they're able to access the fund. We also have the financial counselling, which anyone that's just HIV and living in Victoria can access, so.
Without the healthcare card.
Without the healthcare card.
And so what's the process for someone who wants to access it? Do you just sort of ring up and say, hey, look, I'm thinking about going to Disneyland next year. Can I get money? Or is it sort of about, you know, emergency assistance or financial counselling? Or what are the realms within the David Williams Fund that you help in?
Okay, well, it's really about financial hardship. So that would be one of the first points of call. They would call, book in an appointment with me. It's usually by referral from a social worker or a doctor or community workers or other HIV positive organisations, but anyone can self-refer, book in, come and see me, and we can look at emergency financial assistance, like if they've got medical costs that they just can't afford. We also do things like if their fridge broke down, we might assist with that. We do financial literacy workshops, which is really about empowering people and, you know, learning about where their money's going and how to live a much more, you know, financial stable life. We do financial counselling, where really that's about getting people out of the shit when maybe their mortgage, they can't pay their mortgage and they've lost their job, they've got sick, and they're stuck, or they've got credit card debts, where we'll sit there and try and work out a way and I'll negotiate for them. We do the study assist, which is about getting people back to work, or even, you know, it might be something like doing a pottery class so they're not so socially isolated.
So anything and everything by the sounds of it.
I've got a busy job, you know.
I like it when you say it's not about a hand out, it's a
hand up.
Yeah. It's getting people back on track and assisting them to manage their own lives better.
But hang on, there's more. I still haven't gone through everything.
Go on.
We've got the Vulnerable Homeless Project that we also do, and something that will be coming up very soon, which we've just got funding for, is a NILS project, which is a no-interest loan scheme.
Oh, wow.
That should be coming. Well, we're just doing all the policies about it now. So
can you just expand upon the homeless, the vulnerable persons program? What is that exactly?
Yes, often when people, you know, just have no place to live and they're on the streets, we might help them with some rent to get into housing, or we'll link them in with some housing agencies to get them into homes.
It's a broad church, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
A broad church.
Mm-hmm.
This is Well on Joy 94.9.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, any time. Online at joy.org.au.
This is Well on Joy 94.9, and today we're chatting with Linda Horn about the David Williams Fund, one of the programs of the Victorian AIDS Council. Now, Linda, you were talking about the process of someone applying through the David Williams Fund. What happens during a consultation with a client? When they come in, what's the goss?
Well, usually we'll chat a bit, see where they're at, see maybe where they want to go and how we could achieve that, whether it's financially, whether it's on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many aspects to the fund. We really try to look at the person as a whole. But usually it's in regards to a financial matter. But, I mean, as we all know, financial matters often involve something emotional as well. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a lot.
And so when somebody comes in and they say, oh, this is the specific reason I'm in, and then you find out that there's a range of different things and it's a complex situation, how do you prioritise one thing over the other with the client when the client's like, no, this is what I want, and then you're saying, but if we do this and this and this as well, then this situation may not arise again. How do you prioritise?
Well, really, my job is to listen to what they want. So if their priority is to feed their cat, regardless of whether they've got a home or not, that cat is their priority. And in feeding their cat, then I start to look at everything else and go, you know what, we could do this as well. We could actually look at this and, you know, it goes from there. But really, it's about their priorities, not mine.
Linda, there's lots of many success stories, I'm sure. Can you just give us a quick summary of an example of a success story that underpins the work of DWF?
Okay, well, I'm just trying to think of a recent one. A doctor actually referred a guy in who was homeless and in and out of a psych ward and had... he came for a food voucher, realistically. That was the beginning of it. We ended up linking him into Housing Plus and we got him some housing, which was quite quick, I might say. And we also were chatting and he was telling us about some debts that he had and his car was going to get repossessed. So I negotiated with a car loan company, we negotiated with the banks. He was also not able to go back to work, and he never was going to, so linked him into we work with Morrison Blackburn quite a lot and look at a total and permanent disability claim, which we ended up putting in a claim which took a year, but eventually got quite a large payout. But in the meantime, we waived the debts.
So if he had not come in for one food voucher as a little helping aid, a little little gesture, you unpacked all of that and there was this whole murky area of all sorts of complex issues behind it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so is it an ongoing process? So you kind of go, all right, so there's this and then I know there's this sitting behind or this issue that we potentially have to deal with. So as you're consistently seeing the client, you're getting more information and getting more details and then saying, right, here's some other opportunities that we can sort of, I guess, improve in qualities of life or ways of living.
Absolutely, absolutely. Quite often debts don't come out till maybe, you know, the third session because we're just looking at living right now. And as, you know, they get to trust you a bit more and you get to see them and you're trying to figure out why they're coming in constantly, maybe for a food voucher, then you're realising there's so much more behind it and, you know, their life.
Absolutely.
Might,
a whole lot of stuff behind one small gesture.
And Linda, is it mostly men who come and see you or is it women as well? Is it a cross-section?
We have everyone. We've had, you know, some kids that are at school.
So kids living with HIV who are at school.
Well, I know of one.
Yep.
But we have men, we have women, we have families, we, you know, gay, straight, bi, trans, anyone.
You name it.
Really, yeah.
So HIV can affect anybody and the David Williams Fund is there to support people.
Yep.
And it's important for people to know it's not just for VAC clients. It's a statewide service, isn't it? It's not. You don't have to be a client of another VAC service.
No, you don't need to be a member of the PLC. You can come and see me.
Yes.
Anywhere.
And so how do people get into contact with you? Do they call the Victorian AIDS Council or is there a specific David Booms Fund line or is there something on the website? Where can people get more info so that they can get in contact with you if there is anything they need or even just to have a chat to see where they could go?
They would call reception at the Positive Living Centre, which, do you want the phone number?
Yes,
now?
Absolutely.
It's 0444. I was going to give you my direct line, but that might not be a good thing. And so they can call, book in an appointment with me.
Yeah. And so do they ask to speak to you, Linda Horn, specifically, or do they ask to speak to David Williams Fund? Or
normally what would happen, if it's emergency relief, it goes through a different channel. If it's about financial counselling, and then it will come to me. So they would just ask to make an appointment with the David Williams Fund and from there we would decipher who they will see.
Fantastic. Well, Linda, thank you so much for coming on today and chatting about the David Williams Fund. I think we could have gone basically the entire show talking about it and sort of getting a little bit more of the nitty-gritty out of it. But I think it's a really good initiative that the Victorian Arts Council is running, and it's also run statewide and it's open to everyone, as you were mentioning, Tex. So, Linda, thank you so much, and thank you for doing all the great work that you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here today.
No worries. Well, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joining us now in the studio, it's a welcome back to Brett from the Laird Hotel, here today to talk about Northside Bazaar. G'day, Brett. How are you?
Hey, guys. Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to see you again, Brett.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Now, Brett, can you share with the listener a little bit about the Laird Hotel? Like, how long has it been the gay hub in our community? How long have you and your gorgeous partner, Mark, been involved with the pub?
Oh, on behalf of Mark, I'll say thank you. saying he's gorgeous. The Laird, as far as being a hub, I don't know, but the Laird has been operating since 1980, with a slight transformation through the 80s and 90s into what it is today, but pretty much as a gay pub. We'll be celebrating 35 years this year in October.
And it's also the birthplace of the Victorian AIDS Council too.
Yes. Indeed. 1983 was the first meeting of VAC.
Correct.
Which is not VAC, it was VAAC,
AIDS,
I believe.
Action or something?
Victorian AIDS Action Committee.
Yep.
Not councillors. It was all right, Tex. Did I get it right?
You did indeed, Brett. That's well exciting. Done.
That's good. Yes, and so Mark and I have been there since June 2007, so just over 8 years we've been there at the Laird.
And so you're here to share us, or share with us a little bit about Northside Bazaar 2015. Mm. So how did this fundraiser come about, and how long has it been going on? Because I've heard so many people talk about Northside Bazaar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
oh, that's great.
It's kind of like it's been around as long as the Laird has.
Okay, well, one of the other people in the room is kind of responsible as well for why Northside Bazaar exists. Basically, there used to be, back in the day, there was fundraisers from back in the early 90s, I believe, very early 90s, big fundraisers for, you know, HIV AIDS fundraisers, because it was totally different back then. People really needed emergency funding, and we've just heard Linda talking about it, but there was not as much structure back then, I guess, and a lot of the emergency funding was really required. So there's a lot of big fundraisers, things like Slave Market, and the other one that...
Mooning?
No Attitude Guys. Was Midsummer Mooning. So Mooning back then, which is on in January every year still at the Laird. So Slave Market was really one which was well before our time. And it was pretty much you could come along and you could bid for guys. And these guys would
be... I'm liking where that's going.
To do your garden and
they could
home
be,
duties.
They
oh, right.
could be clean. Well, are you limiting that? Are you joking? Are you saying that's all that ever happened?
No.
I don't think we can. Basically, you could bid on these slaves had certain qualities or talents or properties that they could then bestow upon you
if you bid
the right auction, bid the right amount. And that sort of, you know, all things have their time. And I think in the early to late 2000s, that sort of event sort of needed a bit of a changeover, and we stopped doing that. Gave it a rest for a bit. Midsummer Mooning kept going and it still keeps going. But we got together with Tex and after saying goodbye to Paul Evans, who was one of the No Attitude guys, along with Tex, and Paul had done the slave auction with us right up until its end and had done an amazing job and taught us how to really run an event like that. So thank you, Paul. We got together with Tex and just sort of said, what can we do to, you know, get another event like that happening? But it needed to be more broad, more diverse, and it needed to include the whole community. Mm. And that's how Northside Bazaar came about. It's like, well, what's one thing that everybody loves about the Laird is the barbecue.
Yep.
So that's a given, you know. Another really strong related thing is leather. So therefore, with the leather and treasure sort of marketplace of donated items, but then also having an auction. The slave auction of having guys up for an auction, that can still happen. Somebody might not want to donate themselves as an auction item this year, who knows. But it needed to be more broad and inviting other gay-friendly or community-friendly businesses along to donate items, experiences, packages, that sort of thing, that could be auctioned off.
But who benefits from the
I just
press?
Said a lot, didn't I? Jeez, that was
amazing. You've got a lot to say. Yeah. You've got a lot to say. That's fair enough. Who's the beneficiary of whatever funds you may raise?
The beneficiaries are David Williams Fund, who I've just heard Linda talking about there, and Joy 94.9. So that was really, they're two very important things to us at the Laird. I think I could go on forever about why Joy 94.9 is so important locally and internationally and all that sort of thing. But also David Williams Fund, because there is a big connection between David Williams himself, the Laird, Bill Saunders, who former owner of the Laird, and Club 80 and the Peel. So there's these big historical things, reasons why they're so important.
And so what actually happens at Northside Bazaar? Because obviously Tex has been there from the get-go, so he knows exactly what's happening. But I actually haven't been to one, you so I'm going this year regardless.
Yes.
But I've heard some people talk about a market and an auction, not the auction that you were just mentioning, because if that had happened, I'd been there years ago. But so how are these different from each other, the market, sort of people walking through buying stuff and then people auctioning stuff off?
Well, like, to explain where we're going, I'll explain briefly where we've been. In the past 4 years, we've outgrown the venue, and we've had an auction house in the back bar area. We had the big Joy 94.9 in barbecue and raffle in the beer garden. And in the pool room area, we've had sort of like artisan-y sort of things and donated leather and goods items, all like that. So there's been those sort of three things. Now we're expanding. We have to get bigger because it's just outgrown the venue. So there'll be a big auction house over in the Masonic Hall across the road.
Oh, wow.
In the Laird, will be sort of more of a kink zone and things with donated leather and goods in the pool room. Run by a few volunteers, and in the street, which will where you'll see the Joy 94.9 marquee proudly in the middle of the street, there's also going to be some marquees with stalls, again, of artisan type things or sort of adult toy retailers. It could be anything, you know. So
certainly outgrown the venue,
and
if you've
and we're taking over that area, so we're looking going from a lot sort of like a 360 capacity to over 1,000. Which is pretty exciting.
So you're still looking for people to contribute and participate and some stall holders?
Yes, so it's already all starting to come in, being we're about a month and a bit away. But we've got some sponsors already coming in, which I can reel them off, or we can do that after break or whatever if you want.
Perhaps after the break,
So we've already got those coming in, but donation items, all you need to do is really go to the Northside Bazaar website because it's been updated. It looks great. So thanks to Adrian and Cal from VAC and Alan for really helping with the input for that and getting that together. And I do want to say one big thank you to the guys at Matrix Arts. They donate the website hosting every year, and they have since 2 years ago. So that's really awesome of them to do all the back-end stuff of the website for us and the email addresses, all that sort of stuff. So that's thank you very much to the Matrix Arts guys.
This is Well on Joy 94.9.
Hi there, Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime, online at joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy 94.9. And if you've just joined us, we're chatting with Brett from the Laird Hotel, and we're talking about all things Northside Bazaar. Now, Brett, just before we heard that gorgeous track, you mentioned the word sponsor.
Yes.
And sponsors, look, are always important. Sure. And I believe there's a new one this year with a cocktail on tap. Now,
yes.
I know Adam's going to love the sound of this, so please explain.
Well, I actually do.
I love the sound of it. We got to trial it the other day, so thankfully Mark and I got to have a few samples of it. Mr. Mixer, which is a small batch cocktail brand. They're local, and they make two flavours at the moment. They do little kegs. Have you seen those little kegs you can see at the bottle shops now?
Yes.
They do the little ones that you can buy off their website at Mr. Mixer, but also they do big ones, which we'll be getting lots of on the day, of Mojito.
Nice.
So it's Mojito on tap.
I love a good
mojito. That's pretty awesome. So that's good. We'll have them on board. Plus Tonino Lamborghini, which is an energy drink by the real Lamborghini family. So they're breaking out into energy drinks in Australia. They've also got an awesome vodka as well. So,
but no car.
I don't know if we're going to be able to auction a car off. I've got a really sort of...
Maybe a matchbox.
If I can sell enough of the energy drink beforehand, I might be able to get a car. Let's see.
Now, Brett, Tex mentioned last week to me that you've organised a latex cube this year. Pray tell, what on earth is a latex cube? And is it something
pray
that
tell
may
what
appeal...
what on earth is a latex cube?
Would it, would it appeal
line.
To somebody like me, for example?
Yes. Yes, it already does. We know that.
What is
I can
it?
Tell by the look on your face. Okay, so it's actually the VAC tower. now. So some of our listeners may know of Melbound. He's a definite kink enthusiast. Comes into the Laird a lot. Involved with he was involved with things like Vic Leather and other kink sort of things in the community. And he is bringing in the Vac Tower. Now this is the tightest suction tower in around. Some people still don't know what I'm talking about.
No,
imagine if you could. You're standing on your feet, right, and then someone comes and puts on all sides of you some latex. Then they get a vacuum cleaner and they suck out all the air between you and the latex with a little breathing hole, sort of for a breathing. Snorkel sort of thing, and then you are basically suspended in this latex. And skin people can tight. Come up and prod you and things. Yep, skin really? Tight. Absolutely, yeah. If you just Google Vac Tower,
vacuum tower.
And you'll probably come up with some images that are pretty kind of kinky.
Nothing
and stuff,
can go wrong in this scanner, like the little air
if
holes.
You know, when you've got someone like Melbound running it.
It's safe.
Yes, exactly. So this will be up on an elevated stage here. It's not like it's just, hey, everybody crowd around. I've seen, actually, when I was at International Mr. Leather, I saw a similar thing, exhibition, and it's amazing. People just crowding around going, what the hell is going on there? yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Now, Britt, how can interested businesses listening to Joy, potential Joy sponsors or already Joy sponsors, how can they donate to the auction or perhaps to arrange to book a stall in the market, the outside market area in Henry Street?
Well, the best thing to do is first of all go to the website, because some people do sort of go, hang on, am I donating for the leather and treasure market inside the Laird, or is this for the auction? So basically people donate used goods and things like that to the leather and treasure market in the Laird. Businesses and people who still have great things to donate for the auction house at the Masonic Hall. They can also donate. Basically, go to the website. There's a good explanation of there of what you can do, how you can get involved. But you can, it's northsidebazaar.com. Now, there's various spellings of bazaar. This is B-I-Z-A-R-R-E.
It's bizarre.
But if all else fails, go to the Laird website. There's a link from there, and you can get straight into it there. And there you can also get the email address for us, which is contact@northsidebazaar.com.
The pragmatic details. So where is it? When is it? What time is it? When does it start? When does it finish? All of that kit and caboodle.
10th of the 10th, 10th of October. So this is a week after the grand final. It's into daylight savings, which is awesome. It's 2 p.m. till 8 p.m., incorporating the three areas, the street, the hall and the Laird. And afterwards, we'll move it all into the Laird for an after, sort of like a bit of a knees up for everybody. It won't be men only at the Laird that night. It'll be mixed.
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
Yep. Now, Britt, is there a Facebook page? Facebook's very big.
Yes, Northside Bazaar, Facebook/Northside Bazaar. You can also, I think, in Facebook, just search
type in Northside Bazaar.
And pretty much by the time you've done Northside, it should come up with what you're after, yeah. So there's an event, there's the group page, and then there's a page for the event itself.
So, we have Northside Bazaar on Saturday, the 10th of October, at the Laird Hotel in Gipp Street, Abbotsford.
Correct.
The gay hub of Melbourne.
Two till eight.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Sensational.
Fantastic. Well, Brett, thank you so much for coming on and chatting about it.
Thank you very much.
I really want to see this VAC thing that's going on.
The VAC tower. That'll be from 2 o'clock. You've got to get there early for that. 2 till 3 o'clock.
I'll be there at 2 just to check what this is all about.
Yep.
But look, short amount of time.
Well, that's one of the performance things going on at the Laird Hotel in between the auction blocks over at the hall. It's crazy. Okay. It's going to be,
it's going to be huge. Yeah. Well, get along and get down. I'm definitely going to be there because I haven't been and I'm dying to go. Every single year there's always something on, but I'm making sure that I'll be there.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries. Well, this is Well on Joy 94.9. And Tex, I believe we have had a message come through, have we not?
We did when it was sometime, I think it might have been just after Linda left. It says, in relation to the David Williams Fund, do you provide crisis accommodation for positive guys escaping family violence? And that was from Costas.
And from my understanding is that there is the potential to provide either referral pathway, either through the David Williams Fund or through the Positive Living Centre itself, either through to Housing Plus or potentially providing some hotel crisis accommodation. But obviously, I think it's the main point would be to get in contact with the Positive Living Centre, and then they would be able to provide you with the referral pathways, whether it is through the David Williams Fund or whether it's through another organisation that can provide that crisis accommodation for you if you need it to happen.
And the telephone number for the Positive Living Centre is 9863 0444. Or 0444 if you're old school like me.
Yes, and again, just to plug Northside Bazaar, it is northsidebazaar.com, and that's BIZARRE.
Very good, Adam. Yes. Yes,
I know. Well, I've written it several times, and I've seen the ads for it, which look fantastic. So I guess just a little quick check-in before we wrap up, guys. Drama Down Under exhibition.
Great success, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was absolutely fantastic.
Wrapped up yesterday, I believe.
Yes, it was wrapped up yesterday. And it's being packed up today. So if you didn't get along to see it, check out some pics on, I think it's Star Observer or Same Same or Gay News Network. I'm not quite sure exactly.
It's all three of them.
All three of them?
Yes, indeed.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, guys, that's it for another week.
Is it the end of the show?
Can you believe it?
Oh, blimey. We'll be back again next week from 12 or perhaps 12:04 after the midday news.
Ah, good point.
This is Well, signing off. I'm Tex.
Cheers. I'm Jack. Bye-bye.
And I'm Adam. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.